From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Listener, here is the newsline. First, the headlines. Digitization of licensing for organizing events is entering probation. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy support Li Kupang Special Economic Zone as a regenerative tourism area. I am Ahmad Faisal. Now the news in details. U.S. President Joe Biden had invited President Joe Widodo, well known as Jokowi, to visit Washington this November 2023. This was stated by the White House in a statement received by Antara on Monday. Biden and Jokowi had the opportunity to engage on the sidelines of the G20 summit in New Delhi, India last week. According to the statement, during their meeting, he congratulated Jokowi on his leadership of ASEAN as the 2023 chair and the G20 during Indonesia's 2022 presidency. The White House stated President Biden looks forward to welcoming President Jokowi to Washington for a bilateral meeting at the White House this November, and also looks forward to welcoming President Jokowi to San Francisco for the APEC Economic Leaders Week. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita has assured that the government will monitor the fulfillment of nickel demand, which has continued to increase with the development of the electric vehicles or EV industry. He informed that his ministry has prepared a roadmap for the development of the battery-based electric vehicle or KBLBB industry, which sets the quantitative target for the production of four-wheel electric vehicles at 1 million units by 2035 and for two-wheeled electric vehicles at 12 million units. He informed in a statement on Monday that, in accordance with this target, the projected need for nickel as raw material for batteries, especially the NMC 811 nickel manganese cobalt battery type to support the EV development program, will continue to increase. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has said the regulations related to the digitalization of licensing for organizing events are entering the probation period. According to Minister Sandiaga Uno in a press conference for trial of the digitalization of event organizing licensing services with the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Indonesian Police and the Ministry of Apparatus Empowerment State and Bureaucratic Reform as chair of the National Electronic Based Government System Coordination Team in Jakarta on Monday, this limited trial of digitizing event licensing is expected to have an impact on accelerating Indonesia's post-pandemic economic recovery. According to Sandiaga, there are more than 3,000 events consisting of middle and large classes which are able to create economic value of around 162 trillion rupiah. But this licensing obstacle is an opportunity for reformation in terms of digital transformation licensing.
Ada sekitar 3,000-an lebih event yang kelasnya menengah dan besar.
There are more than 3,000 events in the medium and large classes which create an economic value of around 162 trillion. This is part of the effort and solutions to stimulate Indonesia's economy. But in fact, the next problem becomes an opportunity for Indonesia to carry out reforms in terms of licensing for digital transformation, which is based on an electronic government system and which has rapid transformation. Moreover, Sandiaga Uno has further stated that the licensing digitalization trial has been started on September 11, 2023. According to Sandiaga, the trial will be implemented on a limited basis within a period of approximately 1 month for holding national-scale concert events without foreign performers at 6 selected venues, namely Gelora Bung Karno, Jakarta, Jakarta Convention Center, G-Expo, Ancol, BCIS, ISBSD, and Community Park, PIK2. He hopes that this trial stage will receive feedback from event organizers to improve the user-friendly licensing system in accordance with President Joko Widodo's directions. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno has supported the development of the Likupang Special Economic Zone, or KEK, in North Sulawesi in the Regenerative Tourism Area concept. Sandiaga, at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday, explained that the Likupang KEK was established through Government Regulations No. 84 of 2019 on 6 December 2019, the development of which implemented the regenerative tourism area concept holistically throughout the region. According to Sandiaga, this concept not only reduces carbon emissions and implements environmental sustainability, but also in every tourism activity, it provides additional biodiversity of flora and fauna through research and through environmentally friendly activities.
Konsep regenerative tourism itu adalah bukan menghapus saja.
Konsep regenerative tourism is not only to offset carbon emissions and environmental sustainability, but they actually contribute, such as planting mangroves. Therefore, the tourism activities actually provide additional biodiversity of flora and fauna through research and through environmentally friendly activities. This concept is indeed new, and usually when we travel, we don't really touch on aspects of the environment apart from cleanliness or the use of new and renewable energy. But this is a holistic concept that brings the entire area and support the concept where tourism will actually revive the flora and fauna in which there may have been disturbed by tourism activities. Furthermore, Minister Sandiaga Uno has also conveyed the tourism concept of regenerative tourism in Likupang is very unique. This tourism concept of Likupang will become a pilot project for other destinations in the future, so that Likupang will also be much more known. Meanwhile, North Minahasa region John J.E. Ganda has stated the regional government also continues to support the development of the Likupang SEZ, which currently has built road facilities from the airport to the first segment of the Likupang SEZ. According to Sandiaga, the second segment will be funded by the regional revenue and expenditure budget from the North Minahasa Regency government with a length of 1.7 kilometers. Let's turn to the international news. Media Oasis, a hub that welcomed journalists covering the G20 Leaders Summit in New Delhi over the weekend, also drew enthusiastic interest from a wide range of other visitors, from ambassadors to influencers who were wowed by its high-tech interactive displays. As reported by ArabNews.com, organized by the Saudi Ministry of Media from September 9th to 11th, this was the third edition of the Media Oasis and the first to take place outside the kingdom. The three-day event was designed to shine a light on the latest technological advances, architectural developments, and cultural innovations underway in Saudi Arabia through exhibitions spilled across 12 pavilions. On Monday, its closing day, the Media Oasis welcomed a media delegation that was accompanying Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, along with a number of international ambassadors, influencers, and even families who came to explore and interact with its displays. New details have emerged of an apparently imminent prisoner swap between the U.S. and Iran, with the U.S. acknowledging for the first time that as part of the deal, it will free five Iranians whose names the Iranian government confirmed to VOA. As reported by VOA.com, the U.S. acknowledgement of its agreement to free five Iranians came in a State Department's statement sent to VOA late Monday. Hours earlier, Western news agencies reported that Secretary of State Antony Blinken had notified the U.S. Congress of the impending move. Vietnam treasures its traditional friendship and cooperation of Mozambique, considering the African country one of its key cooperation partners in Africa. As reported by VOVworld.vn, Vice President Juan was speaking at the talks with Mozambique Prime Minister Adriano Melani on Monday during her official visit to the country. Prime Minister Adriano Malelena said Mozambique considers Vietnam its top priority partners in Asia. The two leaders agreed to increase delegation exchanges, make more effort to raise bilateral trade, create conditions for their products to penetrate into each other's market, and encourage businesses of the two countries to expand cooperation. Well, listener, that was the newsline.
Yeah. Here is today's commentary on RRI in the multi-platform era. I'm Dalat Pane. On September 11, 2023, Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, commemorated its 78th anniversary as a broadcasting institution. 78 years old is quite mature and has a lot of experience. The establishment of RRI could not be separated from the struggle of the Indonesian people to maintain independence. RRI was founded on September 11, 1945, after a radio delegation from the former Hoso Kyuku Radio, namely Abdul Rahman Saleh, Adang Kadar Usman, Suhardi, Sutarji Haryojlu Kita, Sumarmari, Sudo Momomarto, Harto and Malari, held a meeting with the government in Jakarta. The final result of the meeting was the establishment of Radio Republik of Indonesia, led first by Abdul Rahman Saleh. As time goes by, the role of the RRI continues to change. At its inception, Radio Republik of Indonesia was a struggle radio that helped stimulate the fighting spirit to defend Indonesian independence. In the old order era, under President Sukarno, and new order under President Suharto, RRI was used by the Indonesian government at the time to campaign for Indonesian independence and to disseminate information throughout the world as well as to Indonesian people. Many of its broadcasts contain programs that raise the spirit of nationalism and government propaganda. Radio Republik of Indonesia in the old order and new order eras has become a political tool for the government. In the reform era since 1998, RRI's role and function have changed to become a public broadcasting institution which must serve the public's needs for information. Now, in the era of media convergence, when developments in information technology and media competition are increasingly rapid, RRI must keep up with the times. At the age of 78, of course, RRI does not want to be swallowed off by the masses. Radio Republik of Indonesia must remain standing and show its strong existence as one of the oldest mass media in Indonesia. The theme of RRI's 78th anniversary this time is multi-platform transformation towards an advanced Indonesia, which provides meaning and direction that makes RRI a radio-based multi-platform media that serves the public to advance the nation. In other words, Radio Republik of Indonesia is not only a radio broadcast, but also content broadcast on various digital platforms so that it can engage more audience. Hopefully, Radio Republik of Indonesia can continue to progress and adapt to developments in information technology and become listeners' preference to ensure that radio remains relevant and has an important role in modern media. Congratulations on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is today in history. We start with an event on September 12, 1940. The cave paintings in Lascaux were discovered. A collection of rock drawings from prehistoric times was accidentally discovered by four teenagers in the Lascaux caves, southwest France, on September 12, 1940. The art collection, which is estimated to be 15,000 to 17,000 years old, mostly contains animal symbols and is a perfect example of works of art from the early Paleolithic period. The first study from a French archaeologist named Henri-Edouard Prosper Brull found that the Lascaux cave consists of a main cave approximately 20 meters wide and 4.87 meters high. The walls are covered with 600 paintings, symbols, and nearly 1,500 engravings. Moving to an event on September 12, 2007, the Bengkulu earthquake occurred. The 2007 Bengkulu earthquake was a series of earthquakes that occurred off the coast of Bengkulu, Sumatra. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.9 raised a tsunami warning on Indian Ocean coast. The epicenter of the earthquake was located approximately 10 kilometers underground, about 105 kilometers off the coast of Sumatra. This main earthquake was followed by a series of aftershocks on the same fault and was followed by a tidal wave as high as 1 meter, which then flooded at least 300 residential houses and public buildings on Pagai Island and the Mentawai Islands. Around 21 people were reportedly killed and hundreds injured. We end today in history with the South-South Cooperation Day anniversary. The United Nations has marked September 12 as a South-South Cooperation Day. The cooperation between southern countries is a manifestation of solidarity among people within these countries, which aims to contribute to national prosperity and national independence. This cooperation is carried out through a broad collaboration framework between southern countries in the political, economic, social, culture, environmental, and technical fields. The determination of this date began in March 2002 when the International Conference on Financing for Development was held in Monterrey, Mexico. This meeting discussed cooperation between southern countries to facilitate the exchange of views. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kecilku kabelung dan kemanja, indahnya saat itu buatku melambung di sisimu. Terngiang hangat nafas segar harum tubuhmu, katuturkan segala mimpi-mimpi serta harapanmu. Dan sayangmu sesuatu yang pernah terlewati.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is on chairing the first MGTOW leaders gathering. President Joko Widodo invites collaboration between countries to face global challenges. Indonesian President Joko Widodo chaired the first MGTOW. Mexico, Indonesia, South Korea, Turkey, and Australia leaders gathering in New Delhi, India on Saturday. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id page 10 September at the meeting, President Joko Widodo emphasized that the very complex global challenges currently must be faced with collaboration and cooperation between countries. The president explained that current global challenges are very complex, and to answer these challenges, collaboration and cooperation are the answers. Therefore, the president said that all countries must be part of the solution to global challenges, including MGTOW, member countries. The president stated that MGTOW must ensure that the development is the right of all countries, including the Global South, are fulfilled to carry out downstream industry and become part of the global supply chain. Apart from that, President Joko Widodo also emphasized that MGTOW countries must also continue to support inclusive economic recovery through digital transformation, as has been done by ASEAN. President Joko Widodo explained that currently ASEAN has a Digital Economic Framework Agreement, or DEFA, which can double the digital economy to $2 trillion by 2030. He also invited MGTOW member countries to encourage global governance reforms that can accommodate the voices and needs of developing countries, which must be in line with their goals and times. Therefore, Indonesian president invited all leaders of MGTOW member countries to strengthen cooperation and synergy to create a better world. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kau temukan aku ketika ku rapuh, terdampar membisu seperti debu. Matahari seakan tak lagi menyinari hati sepi ini. Kau temukan aku ketika ku jatuh, terhempas membisu, terbalut pilu. Matahari seakan tak lagi menyinari hati sepi ini. Luka tertinggal di hati terlalu dalam untuk pergi, melumpuhkan seluruh hidupku, hidupku. Beri aku cinta, beri aku rasa, agar aku bisa seperti dirimu. Beri aku sentuhmu, beri aku rindumu, agar aku bisa seperti hidup kembali. Kau nyalakan cahaya hati yang telah mati. Kau terangi gelap di hati, bangkitkan jiwaku. Oh, dari mimpi burukku. Beri aku cinta, beri aku rasa, agar aku bisa seperti dirimu. Beri aku sentuhmu, beri aku rindumu, agar aku bisa seperti hidup kembali, seperti hidup kembali, seperti hidup kembali, seperti hidup kembali, seperti hidup kembali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, This edition of Indonesian Wonder introduces you to one of the typical dances of the people of East Nusa Tenggara called Bidu Dance. The Bidu Dance was previously used by the people of East Nusa Tenggara as a medium for young men and women who are ready to be married to get to know each other and choose the mate they want. Generally, Bidu Dance is performed by 8 female dancers and 2 male dancers. In Bidu Dance performances, dancers usually wear traditional clothing, complete with the accessories. Bidu Dance is usually accompanied by musical accompaniment, such as guitar, violin, and sasando. The rhythm of the music played is usually a fast tempo rhythm. Apart from accompanying music, the Bidu Dance is also accompanied by singing traditional songs typically East Nusa Tenggara. Bidu Dance performance begins when the male dancers line up while dancing and enter the arena. Then several female dancers serve betel and betel nuts to the audience who are considered respectable. After that, they go back to dance. In Bidu Dance, the movements of male and female dancers are usually different. The movements of female dancers are usually dominated by gentle hand movements and foot movements walking in place. Male dancers usually dance with their distinctive movements while surrounding female dancers. This describes male dancers when choosing the woman they want. If the male dancer has found the girl of his dreams, then when dancing, the male dancer surrounds the girl of his dreams. In the next stage, the male dancer, while dancing, waves his handkerchief at the girl's face and tries to put his handkerchief on her shoulder. If the female dancer agrees, then the handkerchief will be well received. And at the end of the event, each couple will eat one plate of rice. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa cinta yang terpendam di hatiku yang tak bisa ku katakan padamu. Ungkapkan cintaku sejuta rasa tersimpan di hatiku. Ku yakinkan rasa hatiku. Padamu
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Kota Padang, which means Padang City. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Beristirahat di Serambi Masjid. Beristirahat di Serambi Masjid, which means rest in the mosque porch. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' friend in the vlog community. They take a rest and admire the architecture of the Great Mosque of West Sumatra. Let's listen to the conversation.
Unik sekali bangunan Masjid Raya Sumatera Barat ini.
Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid?
Boleh, tapi fotokan saya dulu ya.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid? Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid? Which means, what if we rest in the mosque porch? Bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means how? Kalau? Kalau? Which means if? Kita? Kita? Which means we? Beristirahat? Beristirahat? Which means rest? Serambi? Serambi? Which means porch. Masjid. Masjid, which means mosque. Perlu. Perlu, which means need. Unik sekali. Unik sekali, which means very unique. Bangunan. Bangunan, which means building. Masjid Raya Sumatera Barat. Masjid Raya Sumatera Barat, which means the Great Mosque of West Sumatra. Boleh. Boleh, which means may, fotokan, which means take a picture. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid? Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid? Which means, what if we rest in the mosque porch? In the sentence, there is a verb, beristirahat, which means rest. It has the same meaning as melakukan aktivitas istirahat, which means take a rest. To state an activity, you can add the prefix ber, like in the word beristirahat, which means rest. For example, berlari, which means run, and berjalan, which means walk. Now let's listen to the other examples of verbs which mean doing activities. Berlari, which means run. Murid berlari menuju kelas. Murid berlari menuju kelas, which means the students run to the class. Berbisnis, which means do business. Pengusaha itu mulai berbisnis sejak masih muda. Pengusaha itu mulai berbisnis sejak masih muda. Which means the businessman has started doing business since he was young. The Great Mosque of West Sumatra in Padang City has received an international award for mosque architecture. The mosque doesn't have a dome, but has a roof typical of the Minangkabau Gadang traditional house. The architecture of the mosque symbolizes a blend of traditional and Syariah values. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Unik sekali bangunan Masjid Raya Sumatera Barat ini.
Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid?
Boleh, tapi fotokan saya dulu ya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
ku selalu bernyanyi lagu yang kau ciptakan, kau nyanyikan. Dan aku selalu ikuti semua cerita tentangmu, hari-harimu. Kau jadi inspirasiku, semangat hidup. Dikala aku sedih, dikala aku senang, saat sendiri dan kesepian. Kau bintang yang kau lakukan, baik dan buruk bagiku tetap indah. Tak satu pun alasan untuk melupakanmu, meninggalkanmu. Tetap setia. Oh, aku selalu berdiri di belakangmu. Dikala kau dipuja, dikala kau dihina, sampai mati ku kan tetap membela. Kau tetap bintangku. Kaulah superstar ku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about music, and for today's edition we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Makan Sirih by Usman Bengkalis and Vienna Azet. The song Makan Sirih is a song and musical accompaniment of the offering dance in welcoming guests in the Malay community. The lyrics tell how Malay people serve sirih or betel and areca nuts to welcome guests of honor. In Malay culture, betel is a symbol of love. Betel is served in ceremonies welcoming guests, proposing marriage, and wedding ceremonies. Betel is usually used in traditional medicine and various other traditional ceremonies. Well, here is the song Makan Sirih by Usman Bengkalis featuring Vienna Azet. Enjoy the song.